All right, welcome to Highly Questionable. Dan on vacation. We got Izzy Gutierrez. Neither of us had this much hair the last time we saw each other. Dominique Foxworth. He had his daughter in the chair before. She cuter than him. Let's go.
Do you see the rest of college football following the Ivy League and canceling the fall season?
All right, the Ivy League has made this decision. Remember, they were the first ones to start shutting down during basketball when they canceled their conference tournament in advance of the NCAA tournament. Now they are saying that football and fall sports, if you're going to have them, we're going to have them in the spring. If you ask me whether I think everybody else is going to follow suit, at some point they will, but it's going to be kicking and screaming. The Atlantic Coast Conference announced today that it is shutting down all its Olympic sports for the fall. That will be the sports that don't make any money. Football? Oh, yeah. Don't worry. They still going to have that one. So they're going to try everything they can to do this. But if the NFL has to put out a set of regulations that says about its upcoming season, the guys cannot do a jersey exchange after the game, somehow saying they believe that it will be safe to play games in those jerseys but not to touch each other's jerseys once they're off of your bodies, this doesn't feel like it's going to happen.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that it's likely that it may not happen. However, you're right. They're going to be dragged kicking and screaming. They're going to do everything they can, because this morning I heard some people around college football propagating the idea that maybe it'll be safer to have the athletes back on campus where they have a bunch of guidelines to protect them than allow them to be home in their home cities and home states where there are rampant issues with COVID-19. So I think that's the next avenue we're going to go down, is we're going to listen to a lot of college presidents and athletic directors try to explain to us how the athletes will be better off with us during this pandemic than stuck at home.
It feels impossible for all the sports, but really the one that matters, obviously, is football. It's the one that's making all the money for all these other sports. That's why these other sports had to be canceled by so many other schools so far. And this part just doesn't seem feasible. When you talk about even the SEC commissioner talking about this is a very uncomfortable situation. Of course, it's an uncomfortable discussion. You're going to talk to, 80 to 100 kids and say, forget that the other kids aren't on campus. Come on down. We'll do our best to keep you safe. We'll do our best with testing, but let's go play this game and you're not going to get anything more than your scholarship. It doesn't seem to make any sense when the commissioners themselves, the ones who need this more than anybody, want nothing to do with it, really, and are saying it's like the Jenga tower everybody talks about. It feels like even they are going to give in pretty soon. And if football gives in, then why are we even bothering with any other sport?
I want to point out right fast that Pat Forty and Ross Dellinger of Sports Illustrated wrote a piece about this topic that I think that you might want to check out. But what I think we got going here also is they are absolutely giving the game away about how much surplus money they have had from football that they've been throwing around to set up all these other little sports. Like Stanford went ahead and shut down a bunch of sports that, quite honestly, basically, they play and hardly anybody else does, but they've done it because they had the money to do it. And the money that everybody makes to do this is on the back of football and basketball players. So when we start hearing about these programs being shut down and everybody's so sad, they're being shut down because the revenue sports are not going to be able to kick in. And you know what that means? These boys are worth every dime we've been telling you that they're worth getting paid, because if you can't have them, you can't have all the other stuff that you're blowing the money on rather than paying them.
Never before has that been more obvious, and they shouldn't feel a single ounce of guilt about it, even though they're probably friends of theirs who are missing out on these other sports. Not their fault. They've been doing this for free.
A grand irony of all of this is a whole lot of these programs are carrying crazy debt loads for making additions to stadiums. Stadiums that will never be full of people like they were before. They are going to be paying the bill on empty seats for decades at a lot of these schools.
Unless the spring season happens. If they come up with a spring season, maybe they can make some of that money back.
Ain't nobody playing in spring season.
The spring season. Is that going to involve stuff like playing football in Michigan in February? Is that what they're talking about?
Probably not the best idea.
All right, so Dominic, let me ask you this. You are a rising junior, and they say that the football season is going to be played in the spring. How do you respond?
It depends on how good my sophomore year was. If it was good enough to get drafted in any capacity, I'll say no. And I mean any capacity, any of the rounds, because I'd rather participate in the draft the coming year and maybe go late and fight for a job then wait till the following year when the draft is going to be doubly loaded, because all the seniors who would have been seniors this year are going to be seniors next year. And you don't want to miss out on that combine preparation or miss out on the draft. Those are things you cannot afford to miss out on if you're a player who hopes to be in the NFL.
If Mel Kiper has even heard of me, I ain't playing this year.
J.J. Watt doesn't think you'll see him on the field this year if he has to wear a mask and a face shield. Do you see more players following his lead?
Well, this is interesting because J.J. Watt is basically saying, I can't play football like this. I cannot work under these conditions. And if these are the conditions that are necessary to keep players safe in the face of COVID, then how many guys are actually going to do it? The answer, damn near all of them. Nobody's out there strictly for the love of football. Most of them are out there doing it because they need the money. The same reason that these teams are having the games is because these rich people feel like they need the money. J.J. Watt has made a lot of money. If he so chooses, he can make the decision to play the nuclear option and say, I'm just not going to play. And there will be some guys maybe who do that because of the overall concern about COVID. I don't know how many people are going to do it specifically because of the equipment.
I feel claustrophobic just thinking about it. Like a mask with another mask underneath on the helmet over the top and you're run. I honestly, I have trouble wearing things over my face when I'm doing any sort of athletic endeavor. I have one of those training masks for high altitudes. I cannot wear that thing for more than 2 minutes. So to think about playing football in any sort of heat with all that on your face, can't even consider it. But the part that sort of makes me wonder about this whole thing is, isn't the idea to make sure that you don't have the disease before you start playing this sport with other people, right? That's why we're in a bubble in the NBA and all these other places. But the idea that, hey, we might have some players on the field with COVID, but all this is going to protect them, that makes zero sense to me. Zero sense.
Yeah, I mean, it's because you absolutely will have some players on the field with COVID-19. They are not going to be in a bubble. They're going to be in their home cities, living their home lives as you would expect many of them to do. And so some of them will contract the disease. And sometimes the tests are faulty and sometimes you are asymptomatic. So yes, you will have to go to some further precautions. I'm with JJ as far as I wouldn't want to play with that. However, I'm not with JJ when we passing up these checks. I'm just going to have to go out there and be a bad football player for a season and that money going to have to come. As soon as I get a little out of breath, I'm going to take a knee, pull myself out of the game. But what I'm not going to do is tell them the owners they can keep them checks. I ain't never going to get no money back.
Yo, let's talk right fast about Izzy talking about he can't work out with nothing on his face as though that's a matter of breathing and not just Izzy being Izzy. Railroad Izzy out there on the train tracks with no shirt on and all that. You want people
they
to
can't see
you
my face
when you out there putting
on.
In that effort. Yeah, I was like, I don't feel like you work out alone. I feel like you the dude over there at that park on South Beach. Like, who wants to watch me do pull-ups?
Coming up next on my Soul Stevie show.
Yeah, that looked like a plain meal.
A good plain meal. But a plain meal.
Yo, that doesn't look tasty at all.
No, not that one.
Yeah. No. Those dudes are going to get real crabby real soon being in that bubble.
Highly Questionable is presented by Modelo, brewed for those with a fighting spirit, part of Happy Hour.
Are you starting to think that the NBA bubble may be a bust?
I mean, I think we all knew that the possibility of the NBA bubble being a bust was pretty high. It's just the levels on which that this thing might be a bust. First of all, we're starting to see some names come up on the waiver wire right now that I did not know would be guys who would still be in the NBA. Jamal Crawford, who everybody loves but is older than me, just wound up on the Nets. I think they also signed Michael Beasley. Some of these rosters are not going to look great. Then the guys are kind of roughing it in hotels that we would think were great, but are not as nice as their houses, and the rule for getting a hotel room is always get something as nice or better than your own house. I don't know where this is all going to go. Can we look, by the way, at some of these meals that these guys have been consuming in the hotel? Can we get a look at that? Yeah, that looked like a plain meal.
A good plain meal, but a plain meal.
Yo, that doesn't look tasty at all.
No, not that one.
Yeah, no. Those dudes are going to get real crabby real soon being in that bubble.
I mean, man, first of all, I feel really old because I'm 3 years older than Jamal Crawford and you just made him sound ancient. So I'm a fan of Jamal. I think I'd be happy to see him put some guys on skates for a little bit, but that won't entertain me for too long. The whole Nets situation is interesting because I don't understand the whole point, right? The team that you're bringing doesn't look much like the team that you played with earlier in the season. It's definitely not going to look like the team that you play with next season with Kyrie and KD back. So you're going out here to what? To just try out Michael Beasley, to try out Jamal Crawford, to say maybe you made the playoffs, which is like the equivalent of putting up a division championship banner. There's not a whole lot of to win here for Brooklyn, for Washington, for Phoenix. And so if it's going to burst, it's going to burst because of probably those teams and maybe players unhappy on those teams. And it's going to be because the NBA allowed too many teams into this, because right now it just doesn't seem like there's much incentive for these players or these teams.
Maybe those are meals for the people not named LeBron or Giannis, because you wouldn't dare cart that out in front of LeBron James and expect him to eat it. And as far as the Nets and the Wizards and those sorts of teams, like, I think it's quite obvious what they're doing. It's about the local TV rights, right? They don't care if they're competitive. They just know that they need to get over a certain threshold to get that money. And the owners are not going to turn down an opportunity to get that money. They don't want their more important players to be injured or be infected with the coronavirus, and they do not necessarily want to lose the opportunity to get paid. But I still don't necessarily think any of this suggests that the bubble is going to bust, because all we care about, if we're the ones who are going to decide whether the bubble is a bust or not, is how good the product is. All we care about is the product. And as long as the star players that we want to see show up and perform in a way that we care about, we're going to walk away saying, hey, this bubble was a success.
What I need to know, though, is there anybody that's taking bets on who's going to be the first player to break the bubble? Because I feel like if you had a board on who the first player was to break the bubble, everything is completely ruined on that board now, because the favorite has to be Michael Beasley, right?
Highly Questionable is presented by Modelo, brewed for those with a fighting spirit. Part of happy hour.
Do you question if this lizard can do more push-ups than Izzy?
Okay, we don't know where we're going. They told me it was workout partners, but nobody told me a lizard was involved.
Heyo, look at that little guy.
Oh, wow.
He is going rep for rep.
I love how we say that parts unknown, like we don't know damn well this is Florida.
Of course it's Florida. There's probably 10 of them inside the house. But why does it always have to be a competition, though? Look at that lizard there. He is offering motivation. That looks like a training lizard. Look at the form on that lizard, the slow negative and the explosion back up. Like that, I mean, I would pay money for this lizard to motivate me, because this guy's clearly motivated by it. Look at him.
You want to do a play-by-play? I'm a man doing the push-ups with that dip in the back. He's got, like, his shoulders in it. His back ain't on a line. Like, he does not have your...
This guy might need to listen to the lizard a little bit more, because you want to get your chest on the ground, not your pelvis.
This is...
Dominique, how did Israel become the expert on physical fitness in the presence of you, professional athlete?
Right. Well, because Israel is an expert on physical fitness. I'm an expert on being a professional athlete. They're two entirely different things. We're not talking about negatives or whatever that stuff Izzy was talking about. Nah, see ball, get ball. It's my job. How shocked are you, Izzy, that Bo's first comment, though, was a critique of the man's form? Of all the people on this panel right here, the one who will be like, hey, that butt's a little low, I was assuming that it's not going to be Bo.
Hey, excuse me, in these times of quarantine, all I got is these apps, baby. I'd be out here working out, getting in, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to improve my situation.
At Yankee Stadium, MLB Summer Camp.
All right, so summer camp, like it used to be spring training, except, you know, they got to do it at summer. They do it at the home stadiums. We're going with the Yankees. We got Gerrit Cole here, who is the biggest winner from the prospect of no fans, because he can't get booed for underperforming when he first gets to New York. Now, coronavirus has happened, and so, like, they got restrictions on the balls, right? Like, once the ball goes around the horn, you can't have it back as the pitcher. But he liked the other ball. He wants that. He doesn't like this ball. Yeah, shout out to John Boy, video man. Right? He's very particular about this baseball. And there's number 41. What's his name? Anyway, other way. Out of here. And this is why I say Gerrit Cole needs to be glad there ain't no fans going to be at the New York Stadium. Look at how he handles it. He was bummed. He was pouting. Pouting, I tell you. He could be Ed Whitson. Just you watch. Dominique, are you intrigued?
No, not necessarily. But I do think it's somewhat interesting that this is the only sport where the virus is actually going to impact the on-the-field product and the quality of the game. Because in football, we're like, hey, maybe crowd noise, or the NBA, we say home court advantage. That's all stuff that is hard for us to measure. But baseball, the way the pitchers feel about that ball really matters to how they can get hitters in and out of the box. So I do think that this is notable for headed into whatever baseball season we're going to see, more notable than any other sport.
Easy, what you got, man?
Definitely not intrigued. I am interested, though, in the idea. You got to have some strategy here, right? If you don't like the ball, you're facing the very next pitcher. Just throw it in the dirt. Get yourself a new one, man. Don't risk giving up a home run. Although I got to give 41 credit. That was an opposite field home run. It wasn't like it was just a little meatball right down the middle.
We really just going to keep calling that man 41 like we not
41,
on
baby.
We sure are. All right, thanks for joining us on Highly Questionable. Now I'm feeling a little insecure about my physical situation after Dominique said I wasn't allowed to talk about somebody's form. I got pecs to the left of me, pecs to the right of me, and I just got a fist on my shirt.
You sure you don't want to do this on camera?
Oh, look at that there.
I am positive that I don't. Someone put him in another magazine.